Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Five by the Fire. You guys, today feels like the beginning of something new for me. I know it's like a random day in October, but for me, there's a freshness, a newness to the life that I get to experience with Jesus. And we're going to be doing the Five by the Fire a little bit more organically as we close out this year. Today, and maybe going forward, I'm just going to read passages that I feel like the Lord put on my heart. And then we're going to spend some time in prayer. And I want to encourage you guys to get in the Word and to really go into what you believe God may be speaking to you specifically. So today, as we continue on in our reading with the McShane Bible Reading Plan, one of our readings was in Colossians 1. And we're looking at verse 17. We'll read 16 and 17. It says, "For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together." And you guys, I freshly needed this reminder today, that it's about Jesus and Jesus alone. There's so many things that I allow to get front, like in the forefront of my mind, and systems and mechanical ways of doing things so I make sure that I get stuff done and discipline and yada, 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 yada. But when that blinds you from the central fact that in Jesus, all things were created, they were created through him and for him, and in him they are held together. Like, you can't let that ever get masked by anything in the world. So right now I'm just out here at Glencoe Beach remembering Jesus, falling in love with Jesus all over again. And I want to encourage you, do the same. Get with him, fall in love with him all over again. And wherever you're at, if your life with Jesus doesn't feel rich and vibrant, chuck as much as you can to get back to that place. That's what I'm having to do. So, let me pray. Heavenly Father, we desperately need your Spirit. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his love, the work that he did on the cross, and the life that he offers us, that he invites us into. Lord God, would you fill us up today? Would you give us fresh life? Make us new. Cause us to stop and drink deep from the well. Help us to put aside anything else that keeps us from you. We want our life in you to be so real and true. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, as I close out here, I'm going to give you guys a good view of this amazing ocean. And I pray that their devotion with the Lord would be as vast and as deep. This ain't the ocean. This is a lake. But as vast and as deep as the waters, right? That it's something that, though it may come in waves, it never ends. It never ends. So keep getting deep with Jesus, all right? I'll see y'all back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed to be a blessing.